just in. And so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Last night, viewers saw the return of the Rosa Tralee for the first time since 2019. And of course, tonight we find out the winner. But it's not all about the roses. Our reporter Josh Crosby is in Tralee and he caught up with some of the escorts to find out if they're finding love.
We're having the time of our lives. Like, it's, I can, think we can all agree. Like, it, I can say it's probably the best thing I've ever done this far in my life.
Best week of my life so far.
Yeah.
With 33 roses comes 33 escorts. Back in June, all men were brought on a boot camp, which included fitness tests, cook-offs, ironing skills and handbag races, all in order to prove their stamina and suitability to become fully pledged escorts.
It's like months condensed into a couple of days, especially the first weekend down in Tingo at the boot camp. Unbelievable, yeah. By the end of it, we were friends and we were looking forward to the festival, and it's lived up to all of my expectations anyway.
I sat down with six of the guys in Tralee to hear how they first decided to suit up and how the handbag races are going.
I'm Kevin Tynan from Kilkenny. My rose is the Arizona rose, Sophie Owen.
Matthew Mallon from Tullyshorn, County Armagh, and I am paired up with the Sydney Rose, Maud Brennan.
My name is Evan O'Donoghue and I'm from Kilcorn in County Limerick, and I have the pleasure of escorting Katie McAteer from Rathmullen and Donegal.
I'm Patrick Murphy from Kerry and I'm paired up with Ashley Byrne, who's the Kildare Rose.
My name is Killian Geller, I'm from County Donegal and I'm paired up with the Perth Rose, Olivia Duffy.
My name is Paddy Brennan, I'm from Kilkenny, and I am the lucky man who's paired up with the Texas Rose.
So there's Ireland. Two Kilkenny men here?
There's six lads from Kilkenny.
Right, bit of competition
and three
there.
Three with close connections there.
Yeah.
And we're from the same parish.
Right, there's rivalry there going on when you had to win the Kilkenny escort, was there?
I think there's a golden generation there.
Yeah.
At least Limerick had the hurling anyway, so it's not too bad.
Well,
Limerick got Liam and you got the eight roses.
I'd pick the roses over Liam any day anyway.
So how's it all going, or how did you first decide to sign up, lads?
Yeah, well, so for me, anyway, I've got three younger sisters and they're absolutely mad about the festival, so they really encouraged me to apply for it. So, you know, the girls have been involved in similar festivals back at home in Donegal, and I know from their experience they said it's, you know, it's absolutely amazing, the friends they make out of it. So that was really encouraging for me. So I just threw my name in the hat, got called for interview, and here we are now today.
It's a larger scale than the Mary of Dunlow.
Yeah, it is now. The Mary of Dunlow was very good as well, but of course, you know, the Rose Tralee, it's known worldwide, it's very prestigious, and you know, it's really a once in a lifetime opportunity for all of us to be here, and you know, the friends you make out of it is, you know, friends for life, you know.
What was it that first attracted you to the Rose of Tralee, being a Kerry man?
Yeah, I live about 15 minutes away and I used to always come in for the festival, but I'd never ever considered being an escort. And then I saw an ad on, I think, Instagram or on social media anyway, and I just thought, why have I never considered this? And sent off an application, had my interview, and then here I am as well. So yeah, I've had a great time and I'd recommend it to anyone else that was considering it.
There's a bit of pressure on you though, I suppose, like, because there's eyes on all of the escorts when the roses are going to a photo shoot or anything. Being the Kerry escort, I suppose there's a bit of talk around the town, is there?
I think there's three of us from Kerry this year, and maybe a little bit. We might have recognised a few more people in the crowd at the parade and got a couple more waves, say, but I don't feel that much pressure compared to anyone else, I'd say.
When you're not doing photo shoots and walking parades, what's the day job?
Catching up and a bit of sleep, I'd say. Buying the pharmacies out with Strepsils.
You're kept on your toes?
We're kept busy now, Kevin. We're trying our best anyway. I think we're not doing too bad anyway.
What's the usual kind of jobs you'd be asked to do?
The usual jobs, I suppose, is just keeping them hydrated, really, is getting them water, getting them things like that. Just being there for them, really. Holding doors, as you said. Just things like that.
I guess the main role of a Rose escort is to be there for your Rose, as Evan said. You know, we're there to be that positive energy around the Rose. You know, the Roses have a very busy schedule throughout the week, so, you know, we'd be there to help them get from event to event on time and, you know, give them words of encouragement, you know, in case sometimes they could be nervous going into different places. So we're there really to be that positive energy around them and, you know, create a bit of crack and a bit of fun as well. Like, so that's the main role for us.
Running down to the pharmacy, running a few errands.
We don't run, we walk with class.
Yeah, so there's a bit of panic there in the room sometimes. They need a beauty product or something like that. They're running out. And
We're on hand 24/7. You have to be.
Yeah.
Our phone is always open.
It seems to be Ken's a monster for the energy. He's in high demand for me anyway. Yeah. So
there's no gallivanting around town. You can't be missing in action.
No, you have to be on your game, you have to be sharp at all times, that's important. You can enjoy it as much as you can, but like, it's all about the Roses anyway. We're here for the Roses to make their time enjoyable and make sure they have the best week of their lives.
And while we're doing it, we're thoroughly enjoying it as well. Like,
different story next week though when we start walking about.
back to work
and start acting the gentleman around everybody else. Yeah,
it's gonna be. Just on work. What are the day jobs?
My own day job is a wedding event coordinator, so it's a bit similar, looking after kind of brides and bridesmaids. So it's the day job really helps being an escort. So it's great.
You're well used to this setting.
Yeah, well used to it. Yeah, but it's different. There's a different buzz about this kind of a setting and there always be to a wedding. It's kind of, it's go. It's like five weddings in one, really. It's rolling into the next day, into the next day. So it's absolutely fantastic.
I'm an electrician over in London, so busy enough. It's a bit different. Yeah, I'm not wearing a suit the whole time. We're running a bit of sight, a bit of a hard hat on me and a high viz, but wearing the suit is it's good out crack, like, you know, you feel a bit privileged or whatever. And
you'll have a few stories for the lads on site next week.
For the boys that can understand me, I'll be able to tell them the crack, definitely will. Actually, a bit of a shout out to our team over in London. Had the semi-final of the championship yesterday and won by a point without me. So I might be dropped for the final. So I don't know if it's a good thing that I'm here or not. Like,
maybe a lucky streak and your team won. Maybe your Rose could win.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Yeah, definitely. Sydney Rose, by the way, Sydney Rose from Cork, from Sydney Park, like, you know, Sydney. But definitely. All the girls have a good chance, like, but it's not about winning, it's about taking part, you know, so it's definitely about the experience more than the winning. It'd be good to win, but the experience is perfect, it's brilliant, it's unbelievable.
And yourselves, when you're not doing photo shoots, what are you doing 9 to 5?
Yeah, so I'm working as an engineer in County Galway for a medical device company, so that keeps me busy from Monday to Friday.
Well, you're all looking sharp, aren't you? You must be running out of ties, your outfits, or how do you decide what to wear, with what colour? Do you match the dress with the tie? Or
I've been trying, but like obviously we didn't know our Rose until last Friday morning, so like our outfits are planned before.
Yeah, you're all helping each other out in that sense as well, I suppose.
So treat each other like a mirror, so just look at each other up and down.
No slip up so far, fellas didn't forget a pair of shoes or anything, or didn't forget to bring the Rose down for dinner or something.
No. We're all doing very well now, in fairness. Now we're well trained by the chaperone team.
Is there romance sparking in the air?
No comment.
I just think everyone's getting on really, really well. It's like one big happy family, is the best way to explain it. It's 66 people. No matter where you go in the world now, if it's New York, if it's Sydney, like, you've probably a floor to sleep on, really, because there'll be 66 people, 65 people coming.
Making friends for life.
That's the main part. If I was to say it to anyone, to take part in the festival, or become an escort, or become a Rose, it's friends. Yeah. I'll have enough suits to go to all the weddings anyway.
You won't be running years. Short on suits, though. No. Like they say with the Love Island villa, this is the Meadowlands Hotel.
It's like months condensed into a couple of days.
So we're in the thick of it now. All eyes watching you on screen. How are you feeling? How's it all going?
It's going fantastically. The girls did unbelievably well last night, and we'll have our new Rose of Tralee tonight, so it's going to be so exciting for her, for her escort, for her family, but all the other girls are completely behind her. So
they're all winners at the end of the day. It's all about participation and the people you meet. Like,
and just for any guys listening today now, they're maybe considering signing up for next year, what advice would you have for them?
Just do it. Just do it. It's the best week of your life.
Absolutely fantastic.
You won't regret it. Just put in the application form, go to the interview, and just go for it. Just do it. Like, it is the best week of my life.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Yeah. The best things in life, just jump at them. Like, this is unbelievable.
And you never know, someone could meet the love of their life as well.
Maybe. We'll find out in a couple of years' time.
I think we might make an appearance on Love Island next year, maybe. That's the next year.
So is our reporter Josh Crosby with all of the escorts there at the Rose of Tralee. And of course, the one thing that none of them mentioned was while all of the camaraderie and all the rest of it is going on, there's vicious competition as to who is going to get named Escort of the Year for 2022. And we discovered that the man who succeeded, who came out top of the pile, was Galway man Shane McHugh. And he's with us on the line this morning. Congratulations, Shane.
Good morning, Anton. And thank you very much coming to you from Tralee. Good morning to all your listeners.
How did you manage to fight your way to the top of the pile?
Oh, well, I don't know about fighting my way to the top of the pile now. I think it was more luck of the draw, more so than anything. We had 32 other highly suitable escorts, every single one of them. Very talented young men, all capable of taking on the title. So I think really it was just luck more so than anything.
I tell you what, Shane, there's a career in foreign affairs ahead of you with diplomacy like that. It's hugely impressive. Who are you responsible for escorting?
I had the pleasure of escorting the very lovely Ohio Rose, Sarah McInerney, originally from Newmarket on Ferguson, County Clare, and she's been living in Ohio for the last 6 years.
Has she been demanding? Are you run off your feet?
Not in the slightest. I think it more worked on a rota that some days she was the rose and some days I was the rose.
Well, we heard at the end of the report there from Josh, a lot of your colleagues and peers saying that they had great fun doing it and explaining why they got into it. What was it that caused you to decide to become an escort?
Yeah. Well, I suppose in my case, the path to Tralee was somewhat different to the traditional way that men might go about becoming escorts. So my story actually began with tragedy in the form of the passing of my very good friend in November 2021. Connor died when he was 24 from acute myeloid leukemia. And he often said in passing that he would like to be an escort. You know, he would often say, God, them guys down in Tralee look like they're having a great time. We should do it. So I never really thought much of it until March, when one day I just happened to see an ad looking for escorts. And I said, you know what? I'll honour his legacy. I'll go for it. I'll throw my hat in the ring. Had absolutely no expectations of even being selected, never mind taking the title. So, you know, it's a win for him, his family, his legacy, more so than it is for me.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about Connor and condolences on the loss.
Oh, thank you.
Was he right? Was it a thing worth doing? Have you enjoyed it?
Absolutely. It was, you know, it's very difficult to express or articulate exactly the spirit or the magic of Tralee. It is an incredible experience. And to any young guys that might be listening who would consider becoming escorts, I'd say just go for it. It is one of the most memorable weeks of your life. It is absolutely incredible to see the support that there is in County Kerry and indeed nationally. My own local community in Tuam and County Galway really rallied around me. And the support was incredible. You know, there's an acknowledgement everywhere that this festival is one that celebrates and promotes talented and really great ambassadors for Irish women. You know, so it's just absolutely fantastic. It's been a really, really great experience.
Now, setting the Ohio Rose aside, because obviously you would be biased, you've seen that the competitors up close over there. You've got an insight into it that the rest of us don't have. If we were heading to the bookies, who would you recommend?
I would say keep your money in your pocket, because it is, you know, the judges of the Rose of Tralee have perhaps one of the most unenviable tasks, in the sense that it is so difficult to pick out a singular one. We have 33 highly competent, highly capable, highly talented women who would be great ambassadors for the festival, and I couldn't possibly single out with just one of them. It is a very, very difficult task.
There's that diplomacy again, Shane, that you're fast becoming known for. Shane, congratulations. It's been lovely to talk to you. That is Shane McHugh, Galway man, who is Rose Escort of 2022.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk. So good.
So good, so good.
Easter deals starting at just $25 are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means tons of fresh reasons to rack.
They've got the best gifts.
Because I always find something amazing.
Save on Easter finds from Kate Spade, New York, Calvin Klein, MAC Cosmetics, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.